Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The FBI has collected what's being described as a small number of classified documents from the home of former Vice President Mike Pence. As NPR's Greg Myrie explains, it's the third time in recent months classified material has been found in the home of a former president or vice president.
The classified documents were uncovered last week at Pence's residence in Carmel, Indiana, according to an aide. Following the recent revelations of classified material at the home and a former office of President Biden, Pence asked a lawyer to search boxes of documents stored at his own home. When the classified material was found, Pence put it in a locked safe, and the FBI picked it up last Thursday. Attorney General Merrick Garland has already ordered separate investigations to look into the classified material found at the homes of Biden and former President Donald Trump. It was not immediately clear if the latest case would prompt a similar inquiry. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
The 11 people killed in Saturday's shooting at a dance club in Monterey Park, California, were remembered today by their grieving families and friends. The victims, all in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, were shot and killed by a 72-year-old man who later turned the gun on himself. As to why the gunman, identified as Hu Can Tran, carried out the mass shooting, NPR's Adrian Florido says that is still an open question.
Officials have said very little still about the 72-year-old gunman who later killed himself. They have said that he was a dancer himself and had a relationship with the Star Ballroom. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna has acknowledged reporting suggesting that the gunman may have been settling a personal dispute, but he only said that investigators are looking into that among other possible motives. So the investigation continues.
NPR's Adrian Florido. The shooting came as Asian American residents had gathered to celebrate the Lunar New Year. Media magnate Rupert Murdoch is withdrawing his proposal to merge his giant publishing and TV holdings. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the plan drew criticism from investors and sparked speculation about family intrigue.
Think about it. Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, and The New York Post all under one roof again. Actually, Fox Corp and News Corp are literally already under one roof. Their headquarters occupy the same huge corporate building in Midtown Manhattan and were previously all in the same company. Murdoch split them up in 2013. Investors threw up red flags asking why the push to unify them once more. Inside the companies, the initiative was seen as a chance for his elder son, Fox Corp boss Lachlan Murdoch, to consolidate control before the 91-year-old father relinquishes power. It's not clear his desires held by his three oldest siblings, who will share control of the family trust. By pulling the plan, the patriarch has quelled the debate for now. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 104 points to 33,733. The Nasdaq closed down 30 points. You're listening to NPR. Iowa is the latest state in the U.S. to dedicate public dollars to students in private schools, including religious schools. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach reports a new law eventually would put no income limits on families to qualify.
The law creates tax-funded education savings accounts where the state would deposit approximately $7,600 per student per year that families could then use to pay for educational expenses, such as private school tuition. By the third year of the program, there would be no income limits. All K-12 students would qualify, including those already in private schools. 18 states have related programs, plus Washington, D.C., but Iowa's law is one of the most expansive. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds says it offers public support to all students, no matter where they go to school.
Every child in Iowa, regardless of zip code or income, will have access to the school best suited to their individual needs.
Opponents point out that nearly half of Iowa counties have no private schools. For NPR News, I'm Grant Gerlach.
The sci-fi indie hit Everything Everywhere All at Once leads nominations in the 95th Academy Awards with 11 nominations. Nominations include acting nods for star Michelle Yeoh and Ke-Huy Quan in a comeback performance decades after he starred in The Goonies, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. A year after a streaming service won Hollywood's top honor for the first time, big screen spectacles dominated today's nominations, with Avatar and Top Gun sequels getting Best Picture nods. Crude oil futures prices, which have generally been trending higher, moved in the opposite direction today, oil down $1.49 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.